This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. As you come to the end of the book of Psalms, you find the closing psalms are a collection of songs of praise. In Psalm 145, God is described as follows. He is great, gracious, compassionate, good, faithful, loving, righteous, and near. No wonder the psalmist begins, "I will exalt you, my God, the King. I will praise your name forever and ever. Every day I will praise you and extol your name forever and ever." Then he concludes, "My mouth will speak in praise of the Lord. Let every creature praise his holy name forever and ever." In Psalm 147, he says in verses 4 and 5, "He determines the number of the stars and calls them each by name. Great is our Lord and mighty in power. His understanding has no limit." Scientists have come a long way discovering some of what God created. The Hubble telescope has given us more reason to worship our great God because it shows us more of the myriad of stars in space, stars God determined to be there, stars God has named, stars for which God has a purpose. If he can make all of this happen, surely he can take care of us. So let's praise the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty heavens. Praise him for his acts of power. Praise him for his surpassing greatness. Praise him with the sounding of the trumpet. Praise him with the harp and lyre. Praise him with tambourine and dancing. Praise him with the strings and flute. Praise him with resounding cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Psalm 150.